My name is.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. To begin, are you registered to vote?
For what day?
Yes, this is just a research survey. We would like to hear your opinion. It is about immigration laws and the like.
Oh, that's a drama. Oh. What is my opinion?
Your opinion, yes.
Opinion,
Yes.
yeah. My opinion is, taking away too much people. They don't have license in driving, too many accidents in Long Island. That's my opinion.
So, do you want to make your opinion count by filling out the survey?
Why not? Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? In Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York.
New York.
New York. Thank
New
you.
York.
And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
Born?
Yes,
In
in what
Dominican
year were
Republic.
you
In Dominican Republic, born.
born? No, the year you were born?
Here?
The year
In
you were
New York?
born.
Yeah.
Or would you
I
like to
mean,
continue? Yeah.
right, I hear you, yes.
Do you like to continue or do you prefer to take the survey in English or Spanish?
It no matter, it's okay. You
Okay.
say if I born here, right? Or if I born here.
In the year. The year.
Yeah, I bought. Two times I bought.
No, in what year were you born?
Oh, what year?
Yes.
73.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost
President.
certain to vote? Will you probably
Well,
vote? Are the chances
I
50-50?
vote for president in the Congress room in
Okay,
Long
so is
Island,
that
New York.
an almost certain or probably?
Can you repeat that?
Is that almost certain or probably?
Probably, yeah.
Probably, yeah. Thank you. Now, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
The same word that I say to you right now.
In a few words?
We got it. Huh?
In a few words,
Go
because
ahead.
I have to type your question, your response.
Yeah, okay. Tell me.
So if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Facing the country right now?
Facing the country right now.
Right now right now we are in the bad moment right now. Yeah.
And may I know why? Anything that you would like to note?
What am I like to like to know? What I say? Then we waited, for the election. We waited for election and take a decision, what I want, what we want right now. Because we pass a difficult time right now, difficult moment. So we need someone to take care of in our nation, now we're going. That's
And
my opinion.
something, yes, and something more specific about what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? An example?
No. No, any other question?
Okay, so your answer was we are in bad moments because.
In a difficult time, yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Absolutely, for Trump. That's what we need. Someone that take care of America.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote in the following candidates, for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, yeah.
And on a scale from 0 to 100, how would you, what is the chance that you would vote for Donald Trump?
100%.
Thank you. And the next one is Joe Biden. What is the chance that you would vote for them on a scale from 0 to 100?
100.
How much?
I give you 100.
100. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, in thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or for the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican candidate.
And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Mike Zappercone or Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand?
Democrat Senate, yeah.
Kirsten Gillibrand?
Yeah.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
The Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party. And do you trust Joe Biden?
Huh?
Do you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party somewhat more, or do you trust Joe Biden and the Democratic Party much more?
Can you repeat that, please? Because they're almost the same word.
Yes. Who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? And you said Joe Biden.
Donald Trump.
And do you trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party much more, or do you trust Donald Trump and the Republican Party somewhat more?
Donald Trump Party,
Much more, or somewhat more?
Yeah. So much more,
Thank you. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. The first one is President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Give me repeat other word, please.
Yes.
Sorry, I have somebody, my mother call me. Okay, go
on. That's fine. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree? Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yes. The next one is, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Most American citizens, yeah.
So do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Can you repeat that, please?
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
In deportation raid, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So do you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I strongly agree, yeah.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for the undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
The second word.
We have strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, please tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
The first one you say.
The first one is, well, we have strongly disagree, somewhat agree, and strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Well, I say the second word you say again.
Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, mm-hmm. or strongly disagree.
Strongly agree. Which one?
Strongly agree.
Disagree.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The next one is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Can you repeat that again, please? Sorry.
Yes. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
The first one.
Strongly agree, somewhat agree. Thank you.
Yeah.
The last one on this list is, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Thank you.
Yes,
now,
yeah.
Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one is a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. So would that make you more or less likely to vote for him?
Likely more. Vote for him, yeah.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely? Or would it make no difference?
The second word. You say.
Much more likely?
Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
From deportation, yeah.
So would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? Or would it make no difference to vote for him
most
in
likely.
The 2024 election?
Most likely.
Much more likely?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
The first word you say? You mean
much more likely. Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? Or would it be
most likely?
Much more?
Most likely. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, the next one is a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. So that would be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or would it make no difference for you to vote for him in the 2024 election?
Yeah, somewhat likely.
Much
somewhat
more
likely?
Likely?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. So would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely, or would it make no difference for you to vote for him in the 2024 election?
Most likely. Most more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you.
Yes.
Then we have a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
From deportation, yeah.
So would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or would it make no difference?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat?
Likely, yeah.
Somewhat likely. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work on essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
The first word you say.
We have the same scale. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or would it make no difference?
The most likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Yeah, much more. Yeah.
Much more. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. The first one is Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Hearing this, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Most concerned, yeah.
Very concerned or somewhat?
Yeah, very concerned,
Very concerned. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The next one is Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Hearing this, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
It's more concerned, yeah.
Very concerned or somewhat?
Yes. Okay. So, I mean, someone, yeah, concerned, yeah.
Someone, thank you. Mm-hmm. The next one is, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. So, hearing this, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Much more concerned.
Very concerned, or just somewhat?
Yeah. Very concerned, yeah.
Very concerned. Thank you. Now we have Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Hearing this, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
A little concerned.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Hearing this, it doesn't
make you very... Yeah, go ahead.
Does it make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Much more concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. The first one is, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country, or Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. So which approach comes closer to your own view?
What do I say? I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know.
Okay, we just want to know which prompt or which statement comes closer to your own point of view. The first one is, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Or Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. And the one from Donald Trump is much more closer to your point of view. Or is somewhat closer to your point of view?
Much more point of view.
Thank you. And after hearing more, some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump, Republican.
Thank you. And as best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or is in this country without papers?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't have any relation or friend on the immigration yet.
Okay, thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information from? YouTube? Yes or no?
Can you repeat that?
In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information from? YouTube? Yes or no?
YouTube, yeah. Yes.
Fox News channel or website?
Channel.
TikTok?
No, YouTube.
Instagram? Do you use it for news?
Instagram, yeah, too. Mm-hmm.
Spanish language radio program?
12.
Spanish language radio programs, do you listen to them to get your news and information?
No. Channel 5. That's fine, yeah.
That's fine. And what about Facebook?
Facebook? I use Facebook.
And do you get do you use it for, to get news and information from?
From YouTube.
Okay. And the next one is Univision or Univision or Telemundo?
No, I watch my new one, New 12, Long Island. New 12.
Okay. What about WhatsApp?
I have WhatsApp. Yeah, I use WhatsApp.
And do you use it to get your news or information?
Always YouTube.
Okay. The next one is the OAN or Newsmax.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use it to watch the news or get your information?
Say it again, please.
Excuse me?
Can you repeat that? Can you say again? That word?
Yes. OAN or Newsmax. Do you use it to get your
news?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That one, yes. And the last one is MSNBC or CNN or other major network channels or websites.
CNN.
Thank you very much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
From Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic, thank you. And were you born in the United States mainland on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Another country, Dominican Republic.
Dominican
Republic.
Republic, thank you. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally? More English than
both.
Spanish?
Both. English and Spanish.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, my daughter, do you think... Okay.
I spoke English with my daughter and my mom is Spanish.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Say that again?
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. And do you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
A strong Republican.
Thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
12th grade. And what is your religion, if any?
Religion?
Religion.
Christian. Christian.
And is that Christian, Catholic, Protestant, Evangelical?
Christian. Evangelical, right.
Okay, thank you. Now, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Rafael.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much for your time. Now, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and we may contact you in the future?
Sure.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.